Vandals broke a window at the Democratic Party headquarters office in Anchorage over the weekend. Party officials say they don't know what the motive was, but suspect the incident was tied to the passage of national health care legislation last week. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Democratic Party staffer Dave Matheny arrived at work a little before noon on Sunday. He felt chilly and quickly discovered the problem, a broken window.
It was funny because I drove right up and parked right in front of it and didn't even notice it. And then, you know, I came in and did a little search for an open window and said, oh, the window has been smashed.
Matheny immediately called the Anchorage Police Department. Two officers came to inspect the scene and write a report.
He thought it was probably a crowbar that had done the damage. He called it a smash and run. And he said that the people weren't very good at it because they only broke the outside window pane and they really had a pretty clear shot at the whole window.
Democratic Party officials say the incident is probably tied to opposition to the health care legislation that just passed Congress. But the vandals didn't leave a note, so it's impossible to know for sure. Party Chair Patty Higgins singled out the strong words from former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as possibly inciting violence. Palin has said, "Don't retreat, reload," and put a map on her Facebook page with crosshairs over districts she plans to target in elections this fall. Higgins calls it heightened rhetoric and says it's irresponsible.
They just send these messages out into the ether, and they're received by people in very differing ways. And when they are encouraging people with violent words and then kind of do a wink-wink and say, oh, we don't mean to really go shoot somebody or really break somebody's window, that is literally what they're saying to do.
Palin has dismissed the controversy. Dave Matheny says he fielded lots of angry phone calls last week, but most were very civil.
About 6 to 8 calls where they were swearing and name-calling. Most of them, the people were they were rational and they were reasoned, and I was handling most of those calls, and I really enjoy those calls because I get to understand why they're so upset and what their point of view is.
Matheny says the Democratic Party isn't scared by the vandalism. Staff members hope the incident can serve as a reminder that acts of violence won't do anything to move the country forward. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.